Well, here we are on another video of Lola and Robbie. I have no idea what video this is, six or eight. Is it
somewhere
six?
It's not six. It's either seven or eight.
Okay. All right. And today's topic, I think, it's a pretty lighthearted topic, although it's also a serious topic. It is New Year's resolutions. And I want to start off with a pet peeve.
Just jump right into pet peeve.
That's right. And you know what, Lola? I was thinking last time I talked about a pet peeve. So if I bring up pet peeve one more time, maybe I should get sessions with you.
To work on those pet peeves.
That's right. So my pet peeve is this. All the people out there who say, this is it. This is the year I'm going to get into shape. And then they show up at the gym from January 1st to like the 18th. The gym is packed. You can't
You're only giving them to the 18th, Robbie.
Well, because usually by the 18th, it starts to dwindle off. And I'm like, see, they ruined like 3 weeks for me at the gym because it's so hard to get a spot at the gym.
And
so,
then they're enforcing the limits on machinery during that time
Yeah, going to the gym is packed and it's a pain in the neck. And I'm always like, oh, these freaking, and it's people I've never seen at the gym. And then after about the 18th, 20th, you don't see them anymore. So if that's the case, just stay home, forget the resolution.
But remember to cancel the membership, because I know so many people that are paying for memberships for years on end, and they don't go.
Oh, that is such a great, so the gym, just a quick side note, the gym is one that absolutely, I have friends, same thing. They haven't been to the gym, Lola, I don't know how long.
Yeah, but they still have their membership.
Yeah, because I'm going to get back into it. Okay, when you get back into it, rejoin. And then there's a bunch of apps out there, by the way. There are a bunch of apps that you have paid for. Some of them are like, you know, like Netflix, you know, stuff that you get on. And then there's a bunch of other apps you don't think about.
Yeah.
And there is a software program. Again, this is a completely different site. Mm-hmm. So, or an app that says, well, you can look up, I don't know how it works, and it will find all these things you're getting feed. And it will, all these different fees that you're paying every single month.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I can't think of the name of it right now, but that is a good thing for a lot of people to start the new year off with, reviewing things that you're paying for that you don't need. But yes, we'll get to that another time.
That's right. All right, so New Year's resolutions. First of all, what is the mindset behind it? Because you have people setting goals. I know they're resolutions, but they're goals. Mm-hmm. That time of the year and the rest of the year, forget about it. They're not. So. Yeah. The mindset. It's a brand new year, brand new start.
Well, it's a little bit twofold. So the popularity behind New Year's resolutions, that stems from, you know, the holiday season brings upon time of reflection for most people. They start thinking about their life, thinking about the year that's gone by, thinking about the years before then. And if there's any presence of dissatisfaction or they're thinking about things that need to be changed, they're like, I'll wait till January 1st. It'll be a fresh new start and I can hit the start button and go. And so for a lot of people, it's a mark of renewal, of second, third, 500 chances. And it really just makes people think, okay, this is the time. This is my time, and this year is going to be better than all other years. So yeah, it's a mental thing that says, this is the permission to start over.
This is it. And so then of course, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm guessing, just if you took everybody who does a resolution and then how many people actually follow through, I would guess more than half, maybe even significantly more than half, fail or quit or just give up on their resolution.
Mm-hmm. I would say you're probably right. And I don't like to think of it as a quit or fail, though, because once you've had the thought to put something into action, that's a part of the stages of change, pre-contemplation and contemplation. Oh, those wow. things count. So let's say a person says, I'm going to get in shape for the new year. And they go out and they join that gym and they buy the resistance bands and they buy the sports watch or whatever they need.
That's right.
That's a move in the right direction. But if by January 18th they've stopped going to the gym, that's no reason to just give up for the rest of the year. You can start up again at any given point in time. But I think people get really discouraged when they aren't able to keep themselves accountable for something. And so that's why those resolutions seem as if they're falling completely by the wayside.
So why do people, so they fail, Well, I'm sorry. Right. Let's not even, because I like your outlook on it. They stop for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Why don't they get back into and say, you know what? February 1st, that's a new start. Really, tomorrow is a new start, right? Hell, today is a new start. You can really, if you really have the right mindset, the date has nothing to do with it. But, okay, why not just get back into it and say, let me try it again.
Do we want the real answer?
Yes.
The real answer is that it's just hard. It's hard to make adjustments and make changes, and it involves a lot of sacrifice. So not just for working out, but for some people, their resolution could be, I'm going to get my finances in shape this year. Yeah. All of these things take discipline.
Oh, good point.
And you're going to have to sacrifice, and then people miss out on things because you might not be able to go to someone's birthday in wine country, or you might have to miss a party to go to the gym. And these are things that people typically don't like to do. FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO. What's that?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, okay.
FOMO. Yeah.
Do you think it's a lack of truly planning for that? Like, because, you know, people, I could see people saying, that's it, I'm losing 20 pounds. But they really haven't thought it through.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? You know?
Well, yeah, it means that they haven't made room in their life. They just want to try and squeeze in whatever the resolution is.
Yeah.
But time management and organization, those are really important key components that can't be skipped.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you're a mom or dad and you've got four kids under the age of 15 and everyone has their own schedules and practices and stuff, you need some planning and some support in order to make whatever your resolution is happen.
Yeah, good point. And yeah, like I said, you need support, number one. In some cases, there's no doubt it's support from your significant other, number one, right? Especially when it comes to either diet or financial, because you need their support on that side.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be talked about. And also, I think, you know, planning out what do I need to do? I'm going to use diet because that's just easy for me to kind of. So you have to kind of line out, all right, these are the things I'm not going to do. These are, for me, my weakness, Lola. Because I eat very well, but if you would have just said, hey, Rob, I baked you cookies, they're going to be gone in a day and a half. I have zero. So when I buy cookies, when someone gives me, if I really want a cookie, I'll go to Madeline, I'll get the one, big one, because then it's done.
Yeah, done.
Yes, I don't get a box. I can't keep a box of cookies in my house.
I love that you said that, though, because those are small, subtle changes that people can make that can help them reach a resolution or goal. But you do. You have to make changes, subtle changes or substitutions. So yeah. Rather than have a whole thing of cookies in your house, you purchase that one.
Yeah.
Those are things that people have to do.
That's good.
And they have to like or love themselves enough to do that.
That's right. That's right. So I would say definitely. So I'm just doing a new goal myself on my other podcast. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to take it here. I'm going to take it to this level. And then I sat down, Lola, and I started writing out all the things I really have to do. And that list became big. And it looks, when you see a big list, I think this is the other problem with resolutions or changes. It looks like such a big thing. You're almost afraid to start, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke it down into what are the hardest things that I have to do? Because a lot of things are just tedious. And I broke out the list that way. And then I said, okay, here's what I can do each week. Legitimately and still work and everything else. And then I said, okay, I can do this. It's not going to be, I figured I can get it done in a week, all this stuff. And I realized I'm going to take 3.5 to probably 4 weeks, but I lined out every week. But I wouldn't have done any of that. I wouldn't have known any of that had I not put everything down. And you really have to think of everything. Including time. Because I'm like, okay, if I do this at night because I can't do it during the day, then I can't see my girlfriend on this night. There's no way. You know, or I can't do this and go out with my friends on this night. I can't make all those things and still get this done.
It's the sacrifice.
The sacrifice.
Yeah.
All right. So talk about the positive mindset. Okay. First of all, let me say this. The negative, someone doesn't reach their resolution and they give up. Again, let's say weight, financing, and everything. What effect does that have on them making a goal, even if it was made half-assed, and then not following through?
For a lot of people, it significantly lowers their self-esteem because people tend to beat up on themselves. Yeah. And what I usually like to do is say, okay, so you didn't accomplish this goal for yourself or stick to the resolution that you were trying to stick to. Let's review your year and your behaviors and see what you did do. And what I find more often than not, people aren't usually just, you know, blowing things off. They invest their time and energy and money and everything else into something else or someone else instead of themselves. And that's flawed thinking in the sense that a person has to know that they have value and what's important to them is important, period. And it's okay. It's okay if you have to sacrifice time with other people to make your own goals and resolutions come into fruition. But a lot of people experience guilt about saying no to others or yes to themselves.
So let's talk about that, because I imagine in a relationship, having a goal of weight, because then you got to tell your wife or your husband or your significant other, I know we go out a bunch to eat, but I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. And then the other person most likely is going to say, Why can't you just get a salad? But it's not you go to a restaurant, you see that menu, there's a lot of temptations on it. So how do you go to them and say, listen, I want to do this? Because I imagine, here's where I'm going with this. I imagine if someone comes to, my wife or girlfriend, whatever, comes to me and says, hey, I want to do this and I need your help. Mm-hmm. I would imagine sometimes people would think, okay, is this about her or is it about me? Is she trying to get me to lose weight, me to save money?
And see, you're supposed to take it at face value, because a lot of people do think that. They're like, why is their resolution that they want to get in such great shape for the new year? Maybe they're really talking about me and trying to. Right. And I say to people, no, just take what they're saying at face value and support them in any way that you can. And if it ends up benefiting you too, that's a good thing. That's good. Great. I know that growing up, every new year, like clockwork, my dad would get all of these supplements and everything because he wanted to, bulk up. He's a tall, slim guy. And every year, December 31st, he'd have all of these supplements and everything and give us the talk. Yeah, daddy's going to get it together this year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And so he would start. And then every year by May, what happens? My mom and I are cleaning out cabinets, throwing out supplements.
Great. He's probably one of the guys at the gym.
That actually got me interested in health and wellness, because after a while, instead of letting the supplements go to waste, I would read them, find out things about them, start taking them, exercise, whatever. So I'm like, every year, clockwork. And I used to ask my mom, why don't you just tell him, stop it, don't do it, it's wasteful. She's like, you never want to dash someone's dreams, and you don't know when the year is going to be where he actually follows through with this stuff.
Good point.
Every year could be the year. You just never know.
That's
true. Like, wow, that's really supportive of you.
That is.
And
that
so that's why I tell people, any way you can support someone, it's not taking anything away from you to be supportive. But if you don't have a support system, that's something that you have to really acknowledge and start being driven by yourself, by your personal motivation.
Yeah, that was my next question. What if you don't have the support? They say, look, I don't want to.
Yeah, work on your personal motivation and also seek help from a professional. You may have to pay for that accountability partner. You may have to pay for that coach. You may have to pay for that personal trainer, that life coach. Whatever, the mentor, whatever. You just have to invest in yourself and be willing to go forward in order to reach the goals that you set for yourself.
Great point.
And cool. I also like to tell people, don't be intimidated by setting a New Year's resolution or a new goal.
Talk about that.
I think people get so in their heads and want to be able to analyze everything from the conception of the idea to the execution of the actual goal or resolution. That's overthinking. And if you're a person that's an overthinker, that's just another element of anxiety.
Wow.
And you've got to find coping skills to stop overthinking everything and just be very much in the moment. And one example is, instead of believing that if I set this resolution of fitness for myself, I've got to go to the gym and I've got to stay there an hour and a half. I tell people, focus on making it to the parking lot first. Just have your bag packed after work or whenever is your preferred time of day and go. And then if you go, depending on the kind of establishment it is, if you go, plan to go in and have your water, smoothie, shake or whatever, kind of sit down and feel out the environment. And if that's all you do, that's fine too. If you just go and sit in the sauna, that's fine too. It's all about acclimating yourself to being there.
Oh, good point.
Because a
Getting in the
lot of,
habit.
yeah, getting into the habit. Fitness can be really intimidating for people because you go into the gym and you see people that are working out, they seem like Olympians. And so for a lot of people, that can be overwhelming, but just, run your race. Let people inspire you instead of intimidate you. Don't be
Excellent.
intimidated. Be inspired by, wow, look what their body can do.
Yeah.
And if that's possible for them, I can surely reach my goals. And just slow and steady. Challenge yourself to get on a treadmill for 10 minutes, and then you may end up wanting to stay for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And I know to a lot of people that may sound ludicrous, but it really works.
I like that. I like that. Getting in the habit, because that's what it is. Lola, for sure, working out. I have friends. I'm sure they'll see this video. They've never been to a gym, and one of my friends said, "Rob, how do you find time to go?" I'm like, "Dude, it's an hour a day. That you have an hour a day if you really want
Yeah,
to go."
because you're doing something.
That's exactly you are doing. So it's and when you get into the habit of going, for you not to go, it
You
almost
miss it.
it's, and it feels weird. And I Lola, talk about the positive effects. You set a goal. And you reach it, or on your way to reaching it, you're seeing a change. It could be financial,
Yeah, the
working out,
positive
anything.
effects are that you immediately feel like a champion when you set a goal for yourself and you actually reach it. You feel good, and it reminds you that, hey, I'm capable of a lot of things, and I'm capable of things that I want to do. Because I think adults especially get caught up in the day-to-day of what has to be done.
Oh, yeah.
So obligations.
That's a good point. Do you think also when you reach a goal, it gives you belief that if I did this, I can do this other thing I've been thinking about doing,
Yeah, because once you reach one goal, you can cross that off your list and keep maintaining and move on to the next goal. Achieving one goal just makes it that much easier and more likely that you're going to achieve other goals.
Excellent point.
And I think to remind yourself not to get discouraged by setbacks, because I know setbacks can have a huge effect on people. Give yourself a day or 2 days to feel sorry for yourself. Be in the setback, but then just get up again and start.
Do you think people should share their goals with their friends? I've seen people post it on Facebook because they want the world to know, which to me adds a whole bunch of pressure to you not
It
getting there.
does.
Yeah.
It depends on who you share your goal with. You can't share your goal with everybody because sometimes people will actively work against you.
That's true.
You can tell people, I'm trying to cut back on drinking, and what do they want to do? The first time you see them, they're offering you a drink or
Good
saying
point.
just a little. It's important to look at things like that. If people are not supporting your goals, you may need to have a goal of shutting down some relationships and getting all new ones in your life. Because sometimes people can have difficulty accepting when a person has changed.
Why is that, Lola? That's a why is that? Because I see that.
Yeah. Honestly, I think people just get comfortable. They want to get comfortable with how a person is and not pay attention to someone's growth. And oftentimes, the growth of others can make a person turn self-reflective and say, well, what are some areas I need to grow in? And everybody's not ready to meet that challenge either. And so instead of being able to be supportive, they start to compare. And which is odd because why? Why compare yourself to what someone else is doing when it's what that person wants? It's not what you've said you want for yourself. But most people feel compelled to say, oh, well, if they're working on that, then maybe I should be working on this. Or maybe they think I should work on this too.
Right.
And it's not like that. But yeah, people just want things to stay the same. And unfortunately, I've seen really great relationships deteriorate because someone has neglected to accept the new person that someone has evolved into.
Excellent point. Excellent point. So if you're out there and your wife or your husband or whatever, they say that they want to, especially when it comes to finances, but if they want to change the way their body looks, or they want to just take schooling, get classes, yeah, absolutely be supportive. Again, I could see how it can feel like, and if it's a class thing where they want to take classes, that's less time that she or he's going to be with you, and then it's it's easy to say, yeah, but what about us? You know, and that's not support. So give support where you can, and if you're not getting support, I like that. You find it within yourself, yeah, or find someone else who you can help, mm-hmm, hold you accountable.
I wanted to say one last thing. It's really important for someone that's trying to accomplish goals or resolutions to, as far as the people in their life, you have to speak up. Everybody doesn't know how to support you, so tell them what support may look like for you in particular.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent. And again, especially when it comes to your wife, your husband, that's excellent. Very good. Mm-hmm. Lola, before we close, just give just your own, you gave it already, but just for someone who's seeing this in March, mm-hmm, you're like, crap, I had that goal in Jan, and I forgot all about it. I mean, what can you say to them to take another look at it, to just to get back on there or give another shot? Or?
Well, by March, if you aren't on top of your resolutions or goals like you want to be, go ahead and reevaluate them and see if it's appropriate for this year and this time in your life. Because oftentimes we have to take into account that life is sometimes difficult, things occur, and while it may not be something that you want to move forward with trying to accomplish this year, maybe it'll be better suited for 2025. But if you reflect and review and it is still suitable for 2024, go ahead and just start.
Excellent.
Yeah. Start small, but start.
Start. I love that. Excellent. Yeah. All right, Lola, well, thank you very much. Wait. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? I didn't even ask you.
Yes, I do. It's a weird one.
Let's hear it. This is a great question.
So I have siblings. We all have keys to one another's homes. And I'm the youngest. And I want to stop shopping their households for things.
Ah, okay.
Because sometimes I'll go over and I don't intend to get things and leave there with them. But I'll look, oh, I could use that. Well, I'll just take it from her. Oh, I could use that. Okay. And then they're looking for something later. And they're like, I could have sworn I had some. Oh, I have it. It's at my house. Do you need it?
That's great.
So, yeah, that's something I'm going to stop. I need to stop doing that.
All right. Well, Lola, this was great.
Do you have any?
I do. I have two that I'm really going to work on. One is my other podcast, and I really had to line out things I got to do. And the other one is, and I know this sounds goofy, but I've set goals for myself in the past. Mm-hmm. And either I didn't make them the way I was planning on making them, I made them much later because I just let it go. So this year, and I developed a little sheet for myself because I need that accountability every week. Where am I with this goal? Because what happens is I'll go a month and I'm like, whatever happened to that, you know? Mm. So now I developed a thing that I'm going to keep track, and I'm going to put it into my Google Calendar. So every week I can evaluate. And even if I did nothing, I'm going to know. I'm going to say to myself on Friday, I did nothing.
Okay.
And this is where I am. So.
Rob, break that down a little bit more for our audience, because that is phenomenal. That's great technique.
Yeah, so I wanted it on one sheet. So I use Excel, but it's on one sheet, so mm-hmm, I can see everything on one sheet. I write at the top, I wrote my goal. And then what's the most important thing about the goal is a purpose, right? Because you could say I want to lose, mm-hmm, 10 pounds, but why? You know. So my thing with the podcast, and I put my purpose, because that's why I'm doing it. It's not the goal. So I want that front and center.
So to recap, we're going to list the goal, and then we're going to define the purpose.
Define the purpose. Then the third thing I did is I just start writing down all the things I need to do that I can to reach this. And as you start to do this, you realize how many little things you got to do. But you've got to put them down, because that's how I think sometimes, at least for me, I don't finish the goal. I'm like, mm-hmm, oh crap, I got to do that. You put it off because I have to work. So I listed everything after I did that. And that's it. Listen, it takes about an hour to really think, for me, to really lay it out. What are the things I got to do? Line it out. Then I took those and I took the hard ones and I highlighted them here. What's the time consuming? What's the stuff I really don't want to do, but I got to? I want those front and center.
You list that too?
Yeah. So it's on my task, but I put them, I highlight them on the right-hand side. Things I don't want to do or time consuming, because that's what's, those are the things that are stopping me, right? Mm-hmm. So I want them front and center. Okay. These are the things I hate. Now that I have the list, there's no order to the list, but right next to each task, I write the number of what order I have to do these things in. You know, you line it out. now that I have it in order, now I figure out in week one, what can I get done in week two? And so those hard things, I'm going to try and do, as long as I can, do them up front. Get them done, get them over with. So that's why I want them highlighted. And if I can't, okay, but I still know when I look at my goal, what are the hardest things about this? Because then everything else is pretty easy. So it's a mindset thing with me. And once I line out every week, it's all on one page. I have 7 tasks to do this week. Next week I have 6. The following week I have 10, whatever it may be. At the end of each week, I look at how many tasks did I do, and I know exactly how I planned and how many I finished. No matter what I finished, as long as I made some movement, that is good. That is really good.
I love that.
And of course, I put my end date of what my target end date is. But it's on one piece of paper. And Lola, as you finish a task and you put that line through it, the first one's no big deal. When you start getting halfway through that thing, and
you've imagined confetti going.
Yes. I'm like, man, I'm getting pretty close.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm gonna use
that's
this really
exciting.
Do all my goals.
Thank you very much. That's a good one.
That's why I keep
doing I'll have to use that and pass that on to clients because that's really good.
Oh, I appreciate
that. That is one other resolution I have this year that I've been sharing with clients. I have resolved myself to really push my clients hard this year.
Really?
Yes. And I say that because I think that I've been going easy on people because, you know, we've been really, we're still not post-COVID, but, you know, the madness that was true COVID is now hopefully beyond us. And so it was such an adjustment for people getting back to real life after that. I think 2022, 2023 were really years for that.
Yeah.
And so now we're in 2024, I'm going to start really pushing my clients again, pushing them, pushing them, pushing them. So I've been warning them, this is the year of the push. Now, if I'm pushing too hard, don't disappear. Right. Let's have a conversation. Talk to me about it. But I see some areas where people need to be pushed, and I'm up for the task this year of pushing.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. And again, you're all about helping them, so you're pushing all helpful. Yeah. Excellent. All right, Lola, this was great. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.